Jack
Jack
Thompson.
Frimston, with your face like a well-manicured vessel.
You think it's very smooth at the moment, don't you, my face?
I've seen your face before, and I've seen it recently, and I feel like I've seen a new side of it. I've understood it a bit more.
I've got a quiff.
You have?
Yeah, I have.
And a lot of people don't know this, but you used to be in a boy band, and you were all quite well known for having a very boy bandish look.
Jazzy shirts and
Yeah.
Quiffy Frimpson, they used to call me.
They used to call you that. And then you walked into the office this morning and someone went, "Hey, isn't that Quiffy Frimston?"
They did, and I said no. He's dead. But speaking of dead, I want to share with you a quote that
Okay.
I heard this morning. I'm reading slash listening to a new Audible book about sales. You're going to ask me the title? I don't know it, but I am enjoying it.
What?
And
How does
this,
that work?
it's something. It's one of those titles like to. How to fail and be successful. It was is a bit of a, like a Dale Carnegie. I'm going to tell you right now
It's
how I
called To
raised
Kill a
myself,
Mockingbird.
how I raised myself from failure to success in selling.
Sounds awful. That sounds really like a really bad book.
It's actually interesting, and I heard one of the quotes in it this morning that got me thinking was, "You can teach human beings to do everything apart from two things. The first one is to think, and the second one." Is to focus on the most important job at hand.
Nice.
So it got me thinking about like the world of sales and time management. And I don't want to, if you're listening to this, I don't want to teach anybody how to suck eggs. Thank you. But like time management is such a big one. Like what to, okay, let's think about it. Like, so to think, I'm not going to teach you how to think, but if I teach you how to focus on the most important job, what does that typically look like in sales?
Well, in sales, if you were to look at your diary and you could only seek out revenue-driving tasks, what would they look like? And also, as a result of doing that, how much of your pipeline, how much of your day would be cleared up? You know, if you've got like, I'm trying to think of an example that like a salesperson would have in their internal meetings. Can a lot of those be cleared up because they're maybe not revenue-driving? Heard this great thing, if it might have been like Amazon or somewhere like that, where at the start of the meeting they said the purpose of the meeting and what they hope to be the outcome at the end, and if they could achieve the outcome at the end by everyone going, "Yeah, well, let's just do that, I agree with that as it is," they just don't have the meeting.
I like that. I
Do you know what
like
I mean?
that a lot.
Yeah, so the reason I called you in here was to see like if you'd all be okay with recruiting again. I want to go with a recruitment plan. Yeah, we're all in agreement. Cool, there you go, 45 minutes an hour back in your diary. You didn't have to go over it
Wow.
all.
Did you see I can't remember what company it was, but some big tech company, at the start of the year, any internal meetings that had more than three people in it, they cancelled.
That's good because
Because it was just about like too many cooks spoil the broth. What are we going to get done?
that's really good. I heard a thing as well about like this is interesting how it feeds in. I think salespeople work best when they're in some sort of flow state. I know I do, when you just get in the zone. But if you're aware of those little like spots in your diary of, "Oh, I'm getting pulled out for half an hour there, then I've got to get back in," and I'm actually so aware of time, you can't access flow state if you're aware of time. Because what's the thing that people say when they access flow state? Like, "Oh, it felt like time ran away." And people say things, don't they, like time flies when you're having fun. When time is taken away, then you can enter that true flow state and be present in the moment. If you've got all these little menial tasks in your day, little bits where you just have to, you're never going to access that flow and get your full results.
1,000,000%. And even with like Teams and Slack, I think like one of the hacks, if you are, we don't work from home, but if you are lucky enough to work from home, obviously there are distractions at home. I remember I used to work in a sales job and I'd be mid calling somebody, I'd pick up my guitar and be like, how have I ended up playing this? So
Yeah.
there are obviously like distractions, but like you don't always need to, like if you spoke to your boss and said, listen, I don't necessarily want to be like accountable between these hours because I'm going to go into a deep flow state. If you really, really need me, my phone's on do not disturb, ring me twice, you'll come through. Then you know, like you know, like if something's bad. And you did a post the other week and I keep thinking about it, and I even you didn't You didn't talk to me about it, but I forwarded you an email, didn't I? Did you see that email I forwarded you on the weekend about being busy?
Busy, not productive. What was
Yeah.
the email you forwarded me?
It was like some well, I guess let's talk about busy, not productive, and I'll get some of these up because some of these it was from I'm signed up to a newsletter from George Mack, and he kind of like gives his like thoughts and feelings on different things. The busy trap. This was the one that I sent you.
Is it called
I thought
Return of? What was
I'd
that?
return of the man. No, it says you waste years by not being able to waste hours. Okay.
Ooh, that's good.
So let me run through a few of these because they'll get your brain ticking, and then you can talk about busy being a badge of honor. So a behavior rewarded at school that punishes you later in life, doing the work without asking why. A behavior punished at school that rewards you later in life, asking, why am I working on this? The busy trap. Being busy today causes you to be more busy tomorrow. You never get the time to question, delegate, or prioritize your schedule. Signs of being too busy, you don't know what the most important question to solve is. It's great. Why do people wear busy as a badge of honor?
Because oh, I'm so busy, look how hard I'm working, feels like a I'm validating my experience. I've read before the the Robert Greene books, the Laws of Human Nature, Laws of Power. Those books have got a really interesting thesis on it's very narcissism is basically a symptom of not having a true comfortable version of yourself in your head. That's where narcissism comes out. So I've really got to put it out there, like look at me, like validate me all the time. And often a byproduct of that is finding that validation through work. So you find that it's not always the case, but you find that business leaders that have an unhealthy narcissistic trait tend to be very work focused, and in being very work focused, also have to tell people how work focused they are to get that validation back. A good exercise for you, if you're not sure if you're that person, when people ask you how your business is going or how work's going, give a very short answer and don't explain it, and just see if they move on from the topic and just quickly listen to your inner voice. Like, does it want to tell them more? So, like, if I've not seen a relative for a while and they ask me how the business is going, I just go, yeah, good. And at the start, in the first few months, I felt that voice in my head wanting to like validate the experience and like, yeah, I've got like over explain it, wanting to like really tell a story. And I don't do that anymore. But yeah, but in in having that outlook, you can look at your diary in a much more objective way as well, going back to busy, not productive. Because if you're really looking at your diary, like what tasks in here are just busy nonsense, and what tasks in here have a net positive outcome, you'd be shocked.
Well, yeah, like strip it back. Like, okay, I'm a salesperson. What am I rewarded on? Okay, well, I'm rewarded on closed deals or whatever. Okay, well, I'm going to focus it. If it's not moving towards a closed deal, I'm not going to waste any time on it. So that's when you get like even smarter. That's where your like disqualification, that's where your upfront contract's in, because otherwise you could have a meeting with somebody, they could give you a basket full of hope, this feels good, and then it's a case of no next steps are decided, and then the brain power, the space it's going to occupy, and the actual time wasted of, oh, I need to chase that person, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, talking about it, like all of a sudden, you're looking at a month and you'd be like, oh, that's maybe like an hour wasted. Imagine like across the board how many of them there are.
Yeah, I think unfortunately one of the things I've realized, I say unfortunately because it's not very sexy, but one of the things I've realized is you aren't what you want to do or your goals or your ambitions or this is what I'm working towards. You're just a set of habits. That's the only thing you can really base anything off. And as a salesperson, you live and die by your habits. So if you've got kind of an erratic calendar, you're going to have erratic results. Like that's not that shocking to believe. And the amount of times we've had one-on-one training sessions with people in the coaching club or via the community, and a really quick fix. I know you're really hot on this, Jack, when you just like, just share your calendar with me for 1 second. And the calendar's just all over the place. You know, I tell you what, for the next few weeks, let's just say that 10 till 12 slot, you just block that out and you have to prospect. And I'll check with you every week that you're doing it.
The results are there.
The results suddenly come in. Surprise, surprise. Because you've just got that. It just has to happen. And we had a guy, didn't we, a few weeks ago that we were doing an audit with, similar kind of problem. And I think it was you that asked him, like, is there anything you've got that's a real habit that you've got in your life? And he said, yeah, I go to the gym every day at 5 a.m. And you said, okay, why do you always go to the gym at 5 a.m.? And he said, because it's a promise I've made to myself. Have to do it. But then that is a moment of holding up the mirror. And why can I make that promise to myself?
Yeah.
But I can't make the promise to prospect and drive my business forward.
Exactly. Mate, I don't like you, but very, very Come wise. On. And you made me sound smart there, so thank you, Zach. I might use that clip.
You never call me Zach.
What do I usually call you?
Twat.
The bastard from the south. I know you like to hit people with this. If they've listened to this podcast episode, what should they do?
Okay. If you've listened to this all the way through and you found it useful, I want you to put in the comments, Jack, you were right. I am part of your cult, and I do like all your comments, even if I don't get what the joke is, because secretly I want you to be my friend.
And I am actually interviewing for a new best friend at the moment. I can't say who's losing their position moving forward, but that is an opening that is coming. Also, do me a favor, if you are listening to this episode, go to LinkedIn, type in Josh Braun, go to his most recent post, and tag Zach Thompson and just say, knew you'd like this. And that will make my day. Zach Thompson, it's your birthday. 42 years old today. Who would have thought it? Trench tips on your birthday. It's an honor to share it with you. I love you. Take care. Respect.
Respect yourself.